Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Republicans have nominated Congressman Mike Johnson from Louisiana to be Speaker of the House, the fourth candidate for the job in just 2 weeks, says CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
Johnson was elected after House Republican Whip Tom Emmer couldn't secure enough support. Emmer was Speaker designate for about 4 hours before he withdrew from the race. Former President Trump called Emmer a rhino and said he would be a tragic mistake.
There could be a vote on Johnson's nomination as soon as this morning. It's not clear he has the 217 Republican votes to get the job.
Here he comes. Cave, a fly ball to right field. Over is Carroll. He's got it. And the Arizona Diamondbacks are headed to the World Series.
The call from TBS Sports. In fact, the Diamondbacks are going to the World Series for the first time in 22 years. They stunned the Philadelphia Phillies 4-2 in Game 7 of the National League Championship Series last night. Arizona will play the Texas Rangers for the world title. Game 1 set for Friday night. Israel appears to be getting closer to a ground invasion of Gaza, says CBS's Holly Williams.
The Israeli military says that they've already launched limited raids into Gaza to kill militants. But obviously something much bigger is expected, especially if you look at troops massed near the border with the Gaza Strip.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby acknowledges an invasion would cause collateral damage.
This is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. And it's going to be messy. And innocent civilians are going to be hurt.
Hurricane Otis is now a catastrophic Category 5 storm and has made landfall near Acapulco. It could drop as much as 5 to 10 inches of rain on Guerrero State, with as much as 15 inches possible in some areas. Another strike in progress.
The St. Lawrence Seaway, a crucial marine shipping route that links the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean, has been shut down after nearly 400 union workers went on strike. They want better pay to keep up with the rising cost of living.
If it wasn't for the St. Lawrence Seaway, the Lakes region and the rest of the world would not be connected the way they are with the seaway there.
Aaron Benziger is with Chicago-based Central Marine Logistics.
CBS's Jim Krasula. NHL players are going to be allowed to use pride tape this season. The league and the players' union agreed to give players the option to represent societal causes with stick tape during warm-ups, practices, and at games. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State Attorney General Josh Call is joining a federal lawsuit to sue the social media company Meta. Call joins attorneys general from 42 other states in the lawsuit. The coalition alleges that Meta knowingly designed and launched addictive features on Instagram and Facebook. They say that the social media platforms help fuel a youth mental health crisis across the nation. The coalition says they are also investigating the social media app TikTok for similar reasons. A joint committee of the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate held a hearing on a number of amendments to the state constitution Tuesday that cover voting. One of them would add a voter photo ID requirement to the document. Most voters already have to show a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin. Another proposed amendment would ban the use of private money or equipment to administer elections. Two of the amendments, if passed by the legislature, would go before voters during next year's elections. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Giannis to remain in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks have signed their star player, Giannis Antetokounmpo, to a 3-year contract extension worth $186 million. The Bucks getting ready for their season opener against the 76ers at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Giannis says he's not 100% ready after having surgery on his left knee this summer.
He's not there yet, because last year I had one of the best starts in my career, but I felt like I was still rusty.
NFL, the Packers host the Vikings Sunday. Minnesota with a 22-17 win over over the 49ers last night, I asked Packers running back Aaron Jones on why Green Bay was able to score 17 points in the second half after zero in the first in their loss to the Broncos.
As you see in the second half, I feel like we picked up some confidence, got things rolling, and you can see it out there, guys having fun and just enjoying being out there, not pressing. I feel like in the first half, we weren't moving the ball, putting points on the board. Guys were pressing.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We may catch a glimpse or two of sun today, but overall mostly cloudy with a high of 62 this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Thunderstorms will develop late tonight and continue through tomorrow. Some heavy rain, maybe an inch to an inch and a half or more, with a high on Thursday of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media
Live
app.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, all-around great guy, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers over on the board, looking colorful as always. You on the radio and on your Civic Media app together. We are here in hour number two of the big program. It is now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. Big shout out to a friend of mine, Carlos Rodriguez, celebrating his birthday today. Worked for me for a couple of different times. Great guy. Now he works for one of the beverage companies in Madison, and he has a dream job. He delivers beer.
Well, yeah, happy birthday, Carlos, and make sure to crack one open for yourself.
So happy birthday, Carlos, if he is listening today. Great guy. And he's a lifter, too. Of course, as you have to be, I think, if you're delivering kegs of beer. But he can lift like 3 Scaramucci's. It's phenomenal. Anyway, happy birthday to Carlos. Hope he is having a great day. Welcome in, everybody, in hour number two. Coming up here in just a minute, we're going to ask you,